Malin Community College has asked the three counties of Avery, Mitchell, and Yancey for an increase in funding of $330,000 in capital outlay from each county for the 2008-2009 fiscal year. This is an increase from last year's request of $245,000. The increase in funds is to help cover the college's operational cost. These costs include heating, water, and electricity bills, as well as maintenance personnel salaries, maintenance equipment for the college's grounds and buildings, renovations to existing buildings, campus security, and gas and upkeep of the college's vehicles. Malin's Vice President of Administrative Services, Gerald Hyde, says this funding is crucial in the sustainability and potential growth for each of our three campuses. Since 1997, the college's full-time headcount rose from a total of 879 to a total of 1,963 in 2007. According to their contract with Malin, local funding is to be equal from each county. Malin's president, Dr. Suzanne Owens, says all courses are rigorous college-level academic work, with the bulk of them being structured for transfer to a four-year institution. Many others are structured for work skills in the areas of carpentry, welding, auto body repair, manicuring, landscape design, greenhouse production, horticulture, early childhood education, and aesthetics. According to Owens, in order to provide these programs, additional space must be acquired either through new facilities, remodeled facilities, or leased facilities. At this point, she says the college is limited by funding and lack of facilities. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.